Hello and welcome back to this week's edition of Techonomics. I am your host, Jason Middleton. We're going to close the show with a technological pioneer. He imagined a wireless, networked world more than 100 years ago. But for some reason, he did not appear in the iconic Here's to the Crazy Ones commercial that Steve Jobs narrated. He probably should have. He's simply known as Marconi.
In a sense, Marconi leapfrogged over the entire 20th century because what he was doing at the beginning of the 20th century is much closer to what we're doing now today.
We talked with the author of the definitive biography of Marconi, more than 800 pages of radio waves, flirting with fascism, and 20 years of life on a yacht. Here's our chat with that author.
My name is Mark Raboy, and I'm a professor and the Beaverbrook Chair in Ethics, Media, and Communications at McGill.
Professor Raboy, thanks for joining us. Let's start at the beginning. What was the inspiration for you to take on such a figure as Marconi?
My field is media policy, like law, regulation, all of the political and economic factors that govern the media system. And I was interested in the origins of radio regulation, why governments make rules and regulations, and especially internationally. And as I went back into the archival records, I kept tripping over one name, Marconi, and it was the man and his company. And the deeper I dug, the more fascinated I became. I mean, I discovered and became convinced that Marconi was an absolutely important figure in the early days of what we now know as wireless communication. And he was actually a fascinating man. He had a very interesting life, a very complex person. What was really the turning point was when I realized that there were some archives in England, especially, that no one had really looked at carefully and that had just become accessible to researchers. And they had things like Marconi, his diaries and fragments of letters, love letters, his application for membership in Mussolini's fascist party. I mean, you know, who even imagined such a thing? So on the one hand, he was an important figure because of his discoveries. He was an important figure as a precursor of the world we live in today, in that he was really the first to imagine and to develop a practical system for mobile wireless communication from any point on Earth to any other point, which is exactly what we're doing today. And he built a company that was so powerful that governments decided that they had to get together and create some kind of regulatory framework to control his power and prevent him from getting a worldwide monopoly. So, I mean, basically, that was the starting point, was when I went back and realized that at a certain point in the early 20th century, I mean, he was just everywhere, and he was the central figure, he was a dominant figure, and a very controversial and complex figure.
Such a huge story, such a large life. We're speaking with Mark Raboy. His new book is called Marconi, The Man Who Networked the World. Mr. Raboy is a professor and Beaverbrook Chair at Ethics, Media, and Communications in the Department of Art, History, and Communications at McGill University. Let's stay with the bigness, if you will, of this man and of this story. And your newly available materials, because this is not just an adventure tale or a tale of a big business and a captain of industry, but this is also an academically very important book.
Yeah, well, what made it possible was the opening of the Marconi Company archives, which had, you know, remained in the company's vaults for decades. And then around 2004, they decided they wanted to get, you know, clean up and downsize and so on. And they gave the archives to Oxford University. And they were cataloged and organized. And I happened really by accident to discover these existence and the new availability of these archives on a trip to England in 2008. And as soon as I saw what was available there, I mean, I knew that there was something that had to be done here. But still, what had to complete the story was I then went to Italy, where there are other archives and other sources. And really, no one had ever looked at these together. I mean, there are people in Italy who have done research on the Italian side of Marconi's life, and there have been biographies of Marconi written before, but none of them had ever looked at all of these different facets of his life together. And the interesting thing, you know, when you do research of this kind is the archives speak to each other. You'll find a document in Oxford and then another document in Rome that completes that part of the story. As I mentioned earlier, Marconi himself was such a fascinating figure, and he was an elusive figure because he was, in a sense, the embodiment of mobile communication. He was constantly moving. He was very restless. He spent the last 20 years of his life mainly living on a yacht that he had equipped with a small experimental laboratory that allowed him to actually keep in touch with anyone he wanted to, you know, using his own wireless technology.
And I'm asking you, in the interest of time, to paint with a pretty broad brush, and I understand that. But at the same time, I'm wondering, what was Marconi like? What was your takeaway? Was he a driven man? Was he a very solitary person? Was he maybe a cheater at cards? I don't know. What were your takeaways when you found these new materials?
The main thing was the extent to which he was focused and he was determined. I mean, he had really this one idea that drove him throughout his life, the idea of perfecting and making more efficient and more practical the idea of global communication. I mean, you know, 60 years before Marshall McLuhan coined the term global village, Marconi was living in a global village that he was himself creating. He was a solitary figure. When he became famous, he was a very attractive figure. I mean, he was one of the first global media celebrities. I mean, he was like a rock star. Wherever he went, the newspapers were following him and asking him his opinion on all kinds of issues that maybe he didn't even know anything about. He played along. He played the game. He was very media savvy. He was very good at public relations, but he was also a tormented figure. I mean, he always felt himself an outsider, partly because of his cultural background. In Italy, when he was growing up, they called him the little Englishman because he spoke Italian with a slight English accent. And at the same time, when he was in England, he was considered a foreigner. And this affected him quite deeply. He was always looking for acceptance. He attached himself to political power, especially as he became more important. He was always wanted to work with governments, powerful people. He didn't contest. He didn't get into any kind of conflictual situation. He went with the flow. I mean, one interesting example of this is that he actually created the world's first international broadcasting service for the Pope. You know, this is a very little known fact, that the Vatican Radio was the world's first international radio service. And in 1931, the Pope, who was actually had a very friendly relationship with Marconi because he had moved back to Italy by this time, asked him to create a radio service, and Marconi was very happy to do it. And at the same time, he was advising Mussolini on propaganda. He was at the heart of the creation of the BBC in England. One of his closest friends was David Sarnoff, who was the head of NBC in the United States. So he was everywhere.
Well, he was able to be everywhere. The legacy from his technologies are still everywhere. I'm sorry we don't have more time.
Thank you very much.
That was Professor Mark Raboy, author of Marconi, the Man Who Networked the World. And anyone in this world with a radio or a smartphone can thank the enigmatic and controversial genius Marconi. And that's it for this week's edition of Techonomics. We had Marconi's legacy and life, a chat with one of the globe's most successful angel investors, Jason Calacanis. We talked esports and virtual reality with ESPN's esports editor. And we got a sneak peek at a home security system that employs drones to guard your perimeter. We have links to these and all of our Techonomics segments, live and archived at kgoradio.com/Techonomics. We also have related links to our stories at facebook.com/Techonomics Radio. And the music we choose each week for Techonomics, yeah, that playlist is available at that same page, facebook.com/Techonomics Radio. You can also get our show wherever you get your podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, and some others via Audio Boom. And if you're into the tweeting, you can find me at KGO Jason on the Twitters. for producer Liana Wilcox and executive producer Mike Anthony. My name's Jason Middleton, and this has been Techonomics. Have great weeks, everybody.